The picture in Psalm 21 is of Messiah, essentially in two parts. First, we have a profile, verses 1 through 7, of Messiah in his kingly role, what makes him qualified to be king. And second, verses 8 through 13, we see the Lord, Jehovah, finding out all of his enemies and judging all who intended evil against him. And I would suggest Jehovah's means of doing this is through this messianic king. There are two primary reasons for believing that this is Messiah and not David being described here. Verse 4 says, "He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days, forever and ever." Underline that part, forever and ever. Also, verse 6 here, "Thou hast made him most blessed." Underline that part, most blessed forever. Both of these things are things that cannot be said about David. And there are at least two primary reasons to believe Messiah to be the divining rod used by Jehovah to find and judge Jehovah's enemies. Jesus is quoted as saying in the 5th chapter of John's Gospel, verse 22, he's quoted as saying, "For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son." Also in that same chapter of John's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 27, Jesus is quoted, "And hath given him," meaning the Son whom Jesus claims to be, "and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." And then in between these two verses in John 5 is given the whole reason behind this divine plan. 5:23 says that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. "He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him." And then in verse 24, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath eternal life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." The kingly role of Messiah is one of several profiles upcoming in our series that will examine Christ in his fullest. There's also his lamb or sacrificial or his atoning profile, the role he plays as Messiah. There's also his pastoral or priestly or intercessory role that will be profiled. There's also his triumphant victor role that will be profiled. And here today, we have his king slash judge role. These few profiles and more throughout the Psalms help us to detail Christ in his various aspects. Each role is essential. In fact, I would consider it irreducible to his nature and therefore our fullest appreciation of him. These roles also help to describe the logic put into God's long-term plan of salvation, and also the conditions that we are presently under to require such a plan, and they help us to identify the person whom Messiah eventually ended up to be. It's important for us to get to know the person of this Messiah. One of the best ways is for us to get to know the amazing details of each of these messianic profiles. We will begin with a Psalm 21 profile of Messiah as king.